put my video on in order that my voice would come through more clearly.
对，刚才我建议他就是不要把他的视频打开，因为这样的就是可以就是让他的话语更清楚一点。
Oh, good evening, everyone, and good morning to you in the wonderful land of China.
大家晚上好，然后也是对Zoom 上远在中国的大家问好。
We give you a greeting in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名为你们安。
We're happy again to have our brother Jürgen Schultz with us tonight, and he's going to continue his studies on some of the parables in Luke 15.
然后今天也是Jürgen 弟兄来为我们传讲关于比喻的信息，然后今天我们会看的经文会在路加福音的十五章。
Now, one important announcement is that next week, being Easter, we have an Easter conference, and so we will not be doing a Zoom meeting on Friday night.
所以说这是一个很重要的一个提醒，就一个报告事项啊，就是因为我们下周五在这边会我们会有一个那个复活节的那个大会，所以特会，所以说到时候我们这个会议会取消一次，暂停一次。
But we will continue the following Friday night, as usual, with our brother Jürgen, who will continue his series.
那么在下个周五我们会持续，就是继续我们的这个系列。
So, without any further announcements, we'd just like to open in prayer before our brother speaks.
OK, 那我们目前就没有其他公告了，然后我们来一起祷告。
Gracious God and Heavenly Father,
亲爱的主耶稣，我们亲爱的天父。
how we do appreciate what you have done for us by sending your beloved Son.
主啊，我们何等感恩你将你的独生爱子赐给我们。
We thank you for the scriptures which speak of him from the beginning to end.
主啊，我们感谢你从始至终你都将你的话语来赐给我们。
The great love with which you bestowed upon us by sending him to the cross for us.
主啊你这样子的大爱，你将使耶稣基督为了我们而上了十字架。
Bless you and thank you, O God our Father.
主啊，我们实在是感恩，实在是感谢你。
Now, Father, we would ask that you would just open the scriptures to us by your Holy Spirit tonight.
父啊，我们愿你你的圣灵将这个经文来向我们展示。
Speak through our brother tonight, we pray.
我们祷告，愿你通过弟兄来向我们说话。
And now we give you thanks in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Jürgen. Please go ahead.
Yes, greetings to all of you who are joining us, most of you in China. It's good to be with you again.
我向我们会议中所有人来问好，然后也还特别是在中国的各位。
I would like to continue looking at one of Jesus's parables in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15.
我们想要一起来我们继续来看主耶稣所讲的比喻，请大家有圣经的翻到路加福音十五章。
I'd like to begin just mentioning a story of something that happened in the year 2010.
但是我想先讲个故事啊，这个故事发生在2010年。
33 miners were trapped 2,600 feet underground when a mine in northern Chile collapsed.
就是有33个这个矿工他当时被困在了2600英尺之下，就当时是在这个智利北部的一个矿井。
Millions of television viewers worldwide followed the story closely.
然后全世界有数以百万计的这个观众都在关注的这件事情，因为这个矿井坍塌。
Many prayed as the world watched the drama unfold.
有很多人都在祷告。
The incredible rescue operation was successful, in spite of the fact that the miners were trapped underground longer than anyone in recorded history.
就尽管说这些矿工他们被困了，其实是就是历史上一个最长的一个记录啊，但是这个救援行动是非常的成功的。
After 69 days, the miners were brought to the surface amid many tears of joy and gratitude.
就终于就是在69天之后，然后这些矿工们终于被解救出来，就是他们真的是很开心，很喜悦，他们有喜悦的泪水。
It appears that our world also stands in need of a rescue operation.
那看来我们的世界也同时需要这样子一场救援行动。
If you follow the news, you are aware that we live in a very troubled world.
如果你关注新闻的话，你会知道我们其实生活在一个非常非常混乱的世界。
And one cannot help but being struck by the decadence and the despair that is seen in modern films and novels.
人们会被现在的电影啊、小说出现的这样子的绝望而所震撼。
If there's one word that describes our world, it's the word lost.
如果说要用一个词来形容我们现在的世界的话，那就是迷失了。
The good news is that there is a search and rescue operation underway.
那有一个好消息就是有这样子的一个救援的行动在进行着。
As a matter of fact, that's what the Bible is all about.
那实际上呢，这个就是圣经中所讲的事情。
And the drama of our world was condensed by Jesus into one short parable here in Luke 15.
我们这个世界的这些事情都被耶稣浓缩在了这个他的比喻当中，就是我们来看路加福音的十五章。
In this chapter, we have three lost and found stories, and I would like to look at the second one with you.
就是这篇的那个经文呢，有提到了三个，就是迷失之后，然后被找到了，然后那么我们今天会主要看第二个比喻。
So let's read Luke 15, starting at verse 8.
那么请我们来一起来看十五章的从第八节开始。
It says, "What woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search diligently until she finds it?"
或是一个妇人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找到吗？
And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost."
第九节，找着了，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我们失落的那块钱已经找到了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
In the first story, it was a sheep that got lost. In the last story, it was a son.
在上一个故事中，讲到的是一只羊它丢了，然后，在最后一个比喻中呢，是一个儿子走迷失。
But here in the second story, it's a coin that was lost.
但是在这个第二个比喻中，这个丢失的是一块钱。
There are lots of ideas about the nature of the coin that was lost, but the fact was the lady lost it.
就关于这枚丢失的硬币，它就是性质有很多说法，但是事实上就是这个女士确实是丢失了这块钱。
It was careless of her, but the coin was not to be found.
他本来带着这块钱，但是后来他丢了。
The sheep was lost in the wilderness, but the coin was lost at home.
羊是在旷野中丢失的，但是这块钱是在家里找到的，那在家里丢的。
It seems that getting lost can happen in many ways.
那你可以知道，就是这个迷失可以在很多的方式可以呈现出来。
In the first century, the houses had floors that were usually made of stone or hard mud covered with dried reeds.
在第一世纪呢，房子的地板通常是用石头或者是硬泥做的，然后上面覆盖着就是干草。
To look for a coin in a place like that was not easy. It was like looking for a needle in a haystack.
所以说在那样子的地方去找这个一个硬币是很不容易的。
Houses were dark, and there was no electric lighting.
就那个房间是很暗的，然后没有电灯的，
And there were no flashlights.
也没有手电筒。
And this woman lights a lamp. And gets down on her knees, and she looks in every nook and corner of her house.
那么这个妇人呢，她就点起了这个灯，然后跪下来，然后把家里每个角落都找了一遍。
And finally, she is successful, and with great joy, the woman recovers her lost coin.
那么到最后呢，这个妇人她终于找到了这块钱，她实在是非常的开心。
Human beings, according to the Bible, are a lot like that coin.
在就我们就根据圣经呢，我们这些人，其实对很像这枚硬币。
Humans are precious and they are lost.
人们是很宝贵的，但是我们是丢失的状态。
We have great value, but we have wandered away from our legitimate owner and gotten lost.
我们有很大的价值，但是我们已经离开了我们的主人，我们迷失了方向。
The good news is that the God to whom we belong wants us back.
就好消息是，就是这个主人呢，他想要找到迷失的我们。
And that's what this story is all about.
这个就是这篇故事的这个梗概。
I would like you to notice four things about lost coins.
我想讲关于这个丢失的硬币四个点。
First of all, lost coins do not lose their value because they are lost.
首先，这个丢失的硬币它不会失去它的价值，它不会因为丢失而失去它的价值。
Jesus told this story because he was getting criticized for having meals with the wrong people.
那耶稣讲这个故事是因为他有人批评他说那个他跟错误的人一起吃饭。
Notice again verse 1 of this chapter.
我们可以看回这个第一节，同样这章。
Then all the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him to hear him.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他的讲道。
Verse 2, and the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them.
第二节说，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Jesus spent time with people that no self-respecting rabbi would be seen with.
就是耶稣他会去跟这些拉比们他们不会接触的人去来度过这些时间。
It says that Jesus received sinners, and that's a strong word.
就看起来主耶稣他接纳罪人，这是一个很强有力的一个词。
It has the sense of welcoming warmly, accepting with open arms.
就是这个意思呢，是很用很欢迎的接受，并且是用温暖的双臂。
And it appears that Jesus had the habit of doing this on a regular basis.
而看来耶稣也是有这样的习惯的。
Why were prostitutes and lawbreakers and outcasts of society so attracted to Jesus?
那为什么就是这些妓女啊，这些税吏啊，这些被社会抛弃的人，他对耶稣这样子感兴趣呢？
If they wanted to hear how bad they were, they could go to the local synagogue.
那如果他们想知道他们是多差的话，他们完全可以去当地的犹太的那个会堂。
But they didn't go there. They flocked to see Jesus.
但是他们并没有去那个地方，他们来去找耶稣。
Perhaps there was something in his eyes that convinced them that he could see value in them.
或许他的眼睛中是可以看到，就是这些人身上的价值在哪里。
The way he related to them demonstrated that although they were like lost coins, the coin still had great value.
就这个联系的方式呢，就是就他们就像这些被丢失的这些硬币，尽管他们已经迷失了，但是他们还是有价值的。
The Pharisees, the religious people, didn't see things that way.
那法利赛人和这些宗教的人士呢，他们并不是这么认为的。
There was a Jewish proverb that said, "There is joy before God when those who provoke Him perish."
有一句犹太的谚语啊，就是说，当激怒上帝的人灭亡时，上帝面前就有喜乐。
But Jesus said, "There is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents."
但是耶稣说，一个罪人悔改，就在神的使者面前都是很大的欢喜的事情。
The Pharisees looked at their lostness and said, "Good riddance."
那法利赛人就看着这些迷失的人说，就赶紧走开。
Jesus saw how lost they were, and he said, "Your life is valuable to God."
耶稣看到这些迷失的人说，会说，你们的生命是对神非常有价值的。
Now we know that Jesus confronted people about their bad lifestyle.
那我们知道耶稣他会就是他面对人们的不好的生活方式。
He said he had come to call sinners to repentance.
他说他是要叫罪人悔改的。
But it seems that one of the ways in which he did that was by loving them.
那看起来就是他要去做这件事情的方式呢，首先就是去爱他们。
Jesus is not saying that the bad things people do don't matter.
耶稣并不是说人们做的坏事不重要。
Not at all. Jesus is saying that all those bad things do not define you.
但是耶稣是说这些坏事它并不能定义你。
Being a thief does not define you.
就是你去做一个盗贼，他也并不能去定义你。
Being an adulterer does not define you.
作为一个就是的这个奸夫淫妇也不能去定义你。
What defines you is that you were made by God and you were made for God.
那是什么可以定义你呢？就是你是由上帝创造的。
A wise man once said, "Never confuse the person formed in the image of God with the evil that is in him."
一位智者就曾经说过，就是说永远不要按照永远不要把按照上帝形象形成的人与他里面的邪恶混为一谈。
Jesus did not just see the dirt in which people had fallen, he saw the coin that lay in the dust.
主耶稣并不看这些就是这个迷失的硬币上面的尘土，而他是看到的是这个价值。
He didn't just see corrupt tax collectors and fallen men and women, he saw precious coins.
他并不是看这些腐败的法利赛人和这些罪人是他们身上的罪，而是他看他们就像迷失的硬币一样。
He didn't just see what they had become, he saw what they were intended to be.
他不仅看到了他们变成什么样子，而他们也看到了他们想要成为什么样子。
Jesus didn't just see their lostness, he saw their preciousness.
主耶稣不仅看到了他们的迷失的状态，并且更加看到了他们是这样子宝贵。
A coin does not lose its value even though it's covered with dust.
就一枚硬币它就算被土被这个尘土那个弄脏了，但是它并不会因此失去它的价值。
Keep in mind that when Jesus loved wayward people, he was showing them the heart of God.
那记得就是在耶稣爱这些任性的人的时候，他是在向他们显示神的心。
And Jesus revealed the truth of how God feels towards us.
而耶稣呢，他就是去展示了，上帝是对我们是怎样的爱。
Jesus didn't show up easily offended and looking down upon people.
耶稣不，他不会被轻易的被冒犯，还也不会看不起人。
He shows up loving people in extravagant, delightful ways.
他是以一个就是去爱别人的姿态去展示的。
He showed love to people who were like coins covered with dirt.
他去爱这些就好像被尘土污染的这些硬币。
We see him feeding the hungry and healing the sick.
我们看到他去喂饱饥饿的人，去医治那些有疾病的人。
We see him weeping over the broken and rescuing the lost.
我们看到他为这些伤心的人哭泣，也为去拯救那些迷失的人。
Others looked upon the wayward with criticism, Jesus looked with eyes of compassion.
那其他人看向他们是带着批判的眼神，而主耶稣看向他们的眼神是充满同情的爱的。
And he looks at you with eyes of compassion, no matter what wrong roads you have taken or what foolish things you have done.
主耶稣也同样这样子看向你，就是用他怜悯的心和他的爱来他 不管你是做了怎样愚蠢的事情。
One thing you can be absolutely sure of is that God loves you.
一件你完全可以肯定的事，就是上帝爱你。
Are you willing to believe that, or do you still find that news too good to be true?
你愿意相信这个这件事吗？还是你觉得这个消息对你来说是太过太过好，而从而难以相信呢？
And notice he does not begin to love you at the moment of your repentance.
你要知道他不是在你悔改的那一刻他开始爱你。
He loves you before you repent, and he loves you even if you don't repent.
他爱你是在你悔改之前，他也同样爱你是尽管你不会悔改。
God loves you whether you like it or not.
不管喜不喜欢，上帝都爱你。
It's not your repentance that leads God to goodness.
是你的悔改会去不是是上帝的爱引导你去悔改。
It's the revelation of God's goodness that leads us to repent and change our mind.
是上帝的启示，是他带领我们去感受神的爱，并且去悔改。
One of the radical ideas that Christ taught us is the value of one human life.
有一个一个很近的，就是基督给我们的一个想法，思想就是这个生命的价值是这个一个人的生命。
People are special, and the value of each person is immeasurable.
就是人们是很特殊的，就是每个人的价值都是不可估量。
One of the things that Christianity brought to the world more than any other belief system is the dignity of the human person.
就是这个是基督教带给世界比其他任何信仰体系都多的一个东西之一，就是说这个是人的尊严。
When Christ gave his life for us on the cross, he showed us how much God values people.
就是在主耶稣上十字架的时候，这个告诉我们神是怎样觉得我们人的生命是很宝贵的。
And Christ taught us not just to love our neighbor, but even to love our enemies.
基督教导我们不仅要爱我们的邻舍，也要爱我们的敌人。
Why would Christians show love to their enemies?
那为什么基督徒会向仇敌去展示爱呢？
We do so because we are followers of Christ who loved us and gave his life for us when we were enemies of God.
我们这样子做是因为在我们抵挡神还是神的仇敌的时候，神这样子爱我们。
The Bible says in Romans Chapter 5, verse 9, that God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那是在罗马书的五章九九九节八节说，唯有主耶稣基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
It's wonderful to know that our sins were not strong enough to stop him from loving us.
是一个很高兴的一个消息，就是我这个罪也不足以阻止神来爱我们。
So coins may be covered with dust and grime, but they do not lose their value because they are lost.
所以说硬币可能被灰尘和污垢所覆盖，但是它们不会因为丢失而失去价值。
Here's the second thing. Coins have value according to the image engraved on them.
那第二点呢，就是硬币的价值是根据上面所刻的这个图像，这个形象而决定的。
The woman's coin was lost, but it still carried an image.
那这个妇人所丢失的这枚硬币，它上面还是有这样子的一个图像的。
Coins of the ancient world were usually stamped with the image of the emperor or king.
古代的钱币上面，一般都会刻着这个君王或者皇帝的形象。
The coins were made by him and put into circulation by him.
这些钱币是由他来创造，并且是由他投入去进到流通里面。
And the person whose image was on the coin guaranteed its value.
而这个硬币上的头像的人保证了这个硬币的价值。
On one occasion, a group of Jews approached Jesus with a trick question.
有一次这犹太人向耶稣提到了一个很刁钻的一个问题。
They asked, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?"
他们就问耶稣说是我。他们是否应当去缴纳这个税务给这个罗马政府呢？
That was a clever trap.
这是一个很聪明的一个陷阱。
If Jesus said yes, he'd be in trouble with his countrymen.
所以说，如果说他如果说是如果耶稣是觉得是呢，那么就是。跟这个国家就有一些问题了。
If he said no, the Romans would be on his back.
OK，sorry，我说反了。如果耶稣说是呢，就是这些犹太人就会跟他对付。那么如果耶稣说不是呢，就是这些罗马的政府就会要找他麻烦了。
How was Jesus going to get out of this one?
那耶稣他是怎样摆脱这个问题的呢？
He responded with a request and said, "Please give me a coin."
他是这样子回答的，就是他去请求给他一个硬币。
They handed him a coin, and he lifted it up and asked, "Whose image is on this coin?"
他们给了他这样的一个硬币，然后他就把这个硬币举起来，是这个硬币上刻的是谁的头？
And everyone said Caesar's.
那所有人都会说，这个是凯撒大帝的。
And then Jesus amazed them by saying, "Well, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what belongs to God."
然后令他们很惊讶的就是说，耶稣说，那归凯撒的东西当归给凯撒，但是属于上帝的是那东西要归给神。
People were astonished at what he said.
就人们都很惊讶，就是于他惊讶于耶稣所说的话。
If Caesar's image is on the coin, well, it belongs to him. Give it back to him.
那如果说这个硬币它属于凯撒呢，那么就把这个硬币还给他。
And God's image, where is that to be found?
那神的形象是可以在哪找到呢？
Where do we find coins with God's image?
我们在哪里可以找到就是有神形象的这个硬币呢？
His image, the image of God, is found in human beings.
那神的形象是可以在人身上可以看到的。
People were created in the image and likeness of God.
人是按着神的形象而造的。
We are the ones who bear God's image.
我们其实带着神的形象。
And if God's image is found on this coin, well, what is this coin for?
那么如果上帝的形象出现在这枚硬币上，那么这个硬币是就干什么用的呢？
Well, this coin, this life is for God.
那这个硬币，这个生命是为了神的。
Each life should be lived to honor God and to serve Him.
那每个生命应该都活得去荣耀神，去来服侍神。
But what have we done with our coin?
那就是如果说我们 sorry, what was that? Could you?
What have we done with our coin or with our life?
那我们对于我们的生命做了什么呢？
We have used it and served our own selfish interests.
我们用在了我们自己的就是私利上。
We have not invested our life for the kingdom of God.
我们并没有为着神的国度而去投资。
There is only one person who has ever lived who spent his coin every minute, every day, every hour to honor God. That was Jesus.
只有一个人，他在每一分钟、每一天，都在为神来花这个钱，那就是耶稣。
Every act of his was an act of obedience.
他的每一个行为都是一个顺服的行为。
Every day was an offering of worship.
那每一天都是一个敬拜的祭。
Never had God received that kind of worship from a human being.
那神从来没有从人类身上去获得一个这样子的一个祭物。
His life, as it says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2, his life was an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma.
就正如以弗所书五章二节所说，也要凭正如耶稣基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
All the other coins rolled in the dust and got lost. That's us.
所有其他的这些硬币，它都滚跑了，它都丢了，那就是我们。
However, those lost coins still bear the image of God.
然而那些丢失的硬币上仍然刻有上帝的形象。
Some people say, didn't the image of God get erased when Adam fell into sin?
那有些人可能会问了，那在亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，难道说神的形象并没有被抹去吗？
It didn't get erased, it got maybe soiled and dirty, but it was not erased.
那就是这个形象可能会被污染、被弄脏，但是它并不能抹去这个神的形象。
Human beings were created by God, and we are not simply an accident of evolution.
我们人是由上帝创造的，而不是一个在进化的过程中的一个事物。
God is our creator. We are created beings, and that's something very important.
上帝是我们创造者，而我们是受造之物，这一点非常重要。
That means that God believed that in this universe there should be someone like you.
这意味着上帝相信就是上帝他在乎，就是在这么宏大的宇宙中在乎你。
He came up with the idea of you, and he liked the idea.
那他想出来了就是关于你的这个概念，而他非常喜欢这个主意。
You did not simply begin in your mother's womb, your beginnings are in God.
你的一开始不是从你母亲的那个肚腹中，而是神。
You exist because God wanted there to be someone like you in this universe.
你存在是因为上帝想要在这个宇宙中，想要一个像你一样的这个存在。
He made you to know him and to respond to him in a unique way.
他将你创造出来是可以让你认识他，并且并可以以一个独特的方式去回应他。
He made you to be a receiver and a giver of the love of God.
他将你造成一个上帝的爱的接受者，并且是施予者。
In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible says that he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world.
以弗所书第一章第四节讲到，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
God knew you and created you, and he called you to a place of nearness to him.
神认识你，他创造了你，他也将你召回他的身边。
It's very possible that you might be confused about who you are.
就是说，你可能会去就是弄就你不清楚你是一个怎样的人。
You may have taken many wrong turns and got into some messy situations.
你可能做了很多错误的事情，又陷入了一些很混乱的局面。
But that messy stuff is not the real you. That's the dirt on the coin. The real you is the coin.
那这些混乱的局面，它并不是你，而就像这个硬币上的尘土一样，这并不是你。
Coins have value because of the image that they carry.
而你就是这枚硬币，那硬币之所以有价值，就是因为它所承载的形象。
My wife visits prisons where there are people who have done some very bad things.
我的妻子她去监狱去探访，而那里的人做了很多很多坏事。
And some people have said, why do you go there? Why do you waste your time with people like that?
那有些人会问说，那你为什么要去那里？你为什么要把时间浪费在那样的人身上呢？
Coins do not lose their value because they are lost.
那就是硬币并不会因为它是丢失了，它遗失了而失去价值。
They carry the image of their maker.
他们承载了创造者的形象。
Lost coins don't turn into stones or pebbles.
这些丢失的硬币，它并不会变成石头或者说小石子儿。
They continue to be coins. They retain their value, and so do lost people.
他们还是这枚硬币，而他们也保持他们价值。这些丢失的人也是如此。
We often emphasize the fact that we are all sinners.And that is true. That's what the Bible says.
我们经常强调我们都是罪人，但这是真的，这个就是圣经上所说的。
Romans 3 verse 23 says, For we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书的三章二十六节讲到，三章的二十三节讲到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
However, when we talk about man's fallenness, sometimes we lose sight of man's greatness.
但是在我们总是谈论人的堕落的时候，有的时候我们也忽略了人的伟大的地方，好的地方。
Not only should we talk about the lostness of people.We should also talk about their preciousness.
我们不仅应该讨论人的迷失，也更应该讨论他们的珍贵。
It is true that something has gone very wrong with the human race, but at the same time, there's something very special about humans.
那看起来人类真的是进入到了一个很错误的这样的一个情况之下，但是人还是有很特别的方面。
Coins have value because they bear the image of the king.
硬币它们有价值，因为它们承载了这个君王的形象。
And people have incredible value because they carry the stamp of God.
那人他们有价值，是因为神的形象印在他们身上。
Here's the third thing that we could notice about lost coins.
那么会，第三点。
Lost coins are the object of an intense search.
这个遗失的硬币，它是在一个很密集搜寻的这样的一个对象。
In this parable, the woman lights a lamp, sweeps the house, and seeks the coin diligently.
在经文中提到说，这个妇人她点上了灯，打扫屋子，她也细细的找。
She turns the house upside down, and the dust is flying.
她几乎把这个房子都要掀翻了，她这些灰尘都在飞舞。She
looks in every corner.
她找遍了每一个角落。The
lady is persistent, and she's determined.
这个妇人她是很坚持的在找。And
she doesn't quit until she finds the coin.
她并不会停下，直到她找到。And
here God is compared to a housewife who turns her house upside down to find a coin that is missing.
那神呢，就像这个妇人一样，她把这个世界都要掀翻了，她就要找到那个迷失的硬币。
The lesson is clear. Lost people are a high priority for God.
那对于神来说，迷失的人是对神来说是一个非常高的一个
And
现象。
he'll do whatever is necessary to find them.
神会不顾一切要去找到这个人。
This is what the Bible is all about. It's a story about God seeking to save lost people.
那这个就是圣经的内容，它就是关于上帝寻求并且拯救失丧者的人的故事。
The Bible tells us of the tremendous lengths to which God will go to bring people home.
那圣经告诉我们，就是神会为我们人做何等大的事情。
And interestingly enough, the people God chases are not the good people.
有趣的是他那上帝就是去追逐找寻的人，并不是好人。
He goes after flawed people, the ones who have made a lot of bad choices. And if you haven't guessed it, that's all of us.
他在寻找的就是有缺陷的，那些做了很多错误选择的人，那其实就是我们。
It's remarkable that we are pursued by God, and that's what the Bible is all about.
所以说神他这样的寻找我们，真的是一件很了不起、很了不起、很要值得去想的一件事情。
In all the world, there are spiritual leaders who tell people how to find God, but Jesus is the one who says, I am God, and I am coming to find you.
那世上总有各样的这些精神领袖啊，他告诉人们如何去找到上帝，但耶稣说我是上帝，我来找你。
There were two fellows who were close friends in high school.
在高中里头有两个很要好的朋友。
And when they graduated, they both went into the army.
在他们毕业之后，他们都去参军了。
It was during the First World War, and they were in the same regiment and were sent to the front lines.
那就是那个是在第一次世界大战的时候，然后他们都是在同一个这个军团里头，他们都去这个前线。
The bullets were flying and bombs were going off all around them.
这些子弹都在他们身边飞过去，然后炸弹就在周围爆炸。
One of the two was shot and laid injured on the battlefield.
那其中一个人他中弹，并且他躺在了这个战场上。
His buddy who was in the trench saw him and wanted to go to help him.
那另外一个人呢，他是在战壕里面，他看到了这个他的朋友，他想要去帮助他。
And the sergeant said, "No, you're not going out there. You'll only get yourself killed."
那这个警官说不是警官，这个军官说你不能出去，因为你出去你可能会死的。
But when the sergeant left, the young fellow climbed out of the trench and with bullets flying all around got to where his friend was.
那就是在这个军官走了之后，然后他就爬出这个战壕，然后他就去爬到他的朋友身边。
He began to drag him across the field and just when they got to the trench, he was hit by a bullet as well.
他就很拼命的就想把他的朋友来拽回这个战壕里头，但是在快要到的时候他也中弹了。
They both fell into the trench and the sergeant showed up again and he was angry.
他们俩都掉到了这个战壕里面，然后这个军官回来了，然后他看到了他，但是他很生气。
He said, "I told you not to go out there. Look, your friend is dead, and now you're injured too. That was a big mistake."
他说，我告诉你了，你不要出去。你看，你的朋友死了，现在你受伤了，这是一个很大的错误。
And he said, "No, sir, it was no mistake, because the last thing he said to me when I got to him was, 'James, I knew you would come.'"
他说不，长官，就是这并没有错，因为在我找到他时，他对我说最后一句话是，就是 James, 我知道你会来的。
When our lives were devastated by sin, somebody came for us.
就是在我们的生命被罪恶摧毁的时候，有人会来找我们。
His name is Jesus.
然后这个人的名字叫耶稣。
He came to find us and bring us home, even though it would cost death on a cross.
他要来找我们，来带我们回家，即使他要上十字架，付出死亡的代价。
We were lost coins, but he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
我们就是这些遗失的硬币，但是他总是要来寻找并且来拯救这些硬币。
The Pharisees thought that if a sinner came to God on his knees repentant, God would probably forgive him.
那法利赛人说，这些罪，如果一个罪人跪在就是他做了这些错事，他跪到神面前来悔改，那神可能会原谅他。
What had never crossed their minds was that God would go out to search for the sinner and bring him home.
那他们从来都没有想到的是，神其实他自己来去寻找罪人，将他带回家。
There's another thing about lost coins that we see here.And it's this, when a lost coin is found, there is great joy.
那最后一件事就关于这个遗失的钱呢，就是说当这块钱被找到了，是有很大的欢喜的。
Look what it says in verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost."
第九节说找着了，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说：“我失落的那块钱已经找到了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。”
Think for a moment what was going on here.
你想想，就是这个时候发生了什么？
The woman has a precious coin, and she searches all through her house to find it.
这个妇人她丢失了这块钱，然后她在这个房子里面非常仔细的寻找。She
moves all the furniture and searches in every corner.
她挪动了她所有的家具，然后她找遍了所有的角落。The
neighbors are wondering what she's up to.
那这他的邻居就是说，那他在干啥呢？
And suddenly they hear a cry of joy.
那突然就是他们听到一声就是非常喜悦的呐喊。
And their neighbor runs out of the house screaming and shouting and waving something in the air.
那他们的邻居就跑到他的房子，然后就看到这个妇人，她在那个空中挥舞着什么。The
woman is very excited.
这个妇人她非常的激动。
She's jumping for joy and shouting, "I found it! I found it!"
她就非常高兴地跳着喊着说：“我找到了，我找到了。”
And the neighbors go out to see what's going on.
那朋友跟这个邻舍就来看到底发生了什么事儿。
And they gather around this joyful woman, and she shows them the silver coin in her hand.
那他们就围过来，然后妇人就给他们看她手里的这枚硬币。
And she says, "This coin was lost, and I looked everywhere for it, and finally I found it."
他就跟他们说，我丢的这块钱，就是我找了半天，我到哪里都找了，然后终于我找到它了，我们一起来欢喜吧。
And she says, "Everybody's invited over to my house to celebrate. We're going to have a party."
那他说所有人都要被邀请到我家来庆祝一下。
Now, what did the neighbors think about all of this?
那邻舍这些朋友他们会想什么呢？
Did they think that this was too much excitement for one small coin?
对于他们来说，这会是一个非常过于大的激动的事情吗？
Did they think that their silly neighbor was taking things too far?
他们会觉得这个蠢蠢的这个邻居他实在是就是做的太过了吗？
We're not sure what the neighbors thought, but look what Jesus said in verse 10.
我们并不知道这是他的邻舍想的什么，但是你看看主耶稣说了什么。
Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
耶稣说：“我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。”This
joyful, excited woman teaches us a lesson of what God is like.
就这个很开心、很激动的这个妇女，她告诉我们，就是说神是什么样的。
When lost and broken people find forgiveness and peace with God, there is great joy in the heart of God.
就是在迷失的人和破碎的人，他们在悔改的时候，被神找到的时候，神心中会有极大的喜乐。All
of heaven rejoices.
那整个天堂都在欢欣鼓舞。The
woman who is ridiculously joyful shows us something about the heart of God.
这个妇人她开心快乐的可笑，但是她展示了上帝的心。It
tells us of his love for people and for sinners.
他告诉我们，神对于人的爱是怎样的。
And it tells us that there is extreme joy in his heart when lost people get found.
也告诉我们，就是在迷失的人被找到的时候，在天上是有这样子的欢喜。
The picture that Jesus is painting in this story is remarkable.
而耶稣他在描绘的这个图像是非凡的。
If you had to create a short story to illustrate what God is like, what kind of story would you come up with?
如果你要写一篇比较短的故事，然后来去展现上帝是什么样的，你会写一篇什么样的故事呢？
Would you tell a story about a woman who is shouting and dancing for joy? Probably not.
你会写一个就是你有个妇人他这样子的欢欣快乐的这个跳舞的这样的一个故事吗？那可能不会的。
But that's the story that our Lord told us.
那这个就是主耶稣告诉我们的一个故事。
And that's what the Son of God wanted to tell us about his Father.
那这个就是神的儿子告诉我们关于他父亲的事情。
The story that Jesus tells us takes us by surprise.
耶稣讲到的这个故事会让我们很惊讶，很惊奇。
We had no idea that God was like that.
我们从来不会想到神是那样子的神。
We did not understand how much he loves lost people.
我们没有办法想象他究竟是多么爱这些丢失的人。
We had no idea that heaven would throw a party because we had come home.
我们也不知道在我们回家的时候，天堂甚至会要举办一个 party， 举办一个聚会。
We had no idea of how much God delights in having us with him.
我们不知道神是多么爱我们，神是多么喜欢我们。
There are stories in the Bible that tell us of God's greatness, of his power, and his kingdom, but this story tells us about his joy.
我们在圣经中有看到神是在故事中有看到神是怎样的伟大，神是有多么的大能，但这个故事是告诉我们神是多样的爱我们。
The Bible says that in his presence there is fullness of joy.
圣经说在他的同在里头有丰盛的喜乐。
And one reason for heaven's joy is the fact that you came home.
那有一个理由能让整个天堂都很喜乐，那就是你回家了。
There is celebration in heaven because you have come back to God.
在天堂会有这样的庆祝，是因为你回到了神的里面。
This is remarkable and we should not cease to be amazed.
这是一件很了不起的事情，也确实是令人很惊讶的事情。
So we've learned some important lessons about lost people and lost coins.
我们今天晚上讲了这个丢失的人和丢失的硬币。
Now, when something has been discarded and thrown away, we don't call it lost.
在现在呢，有些东西它被丢弃的时候，我们不会说它是迷失了，它是丢失了。
We say something is lost when it gets separated from its owner.
我们说某物是遗失了，是说它跟它的原主分开了。
Lostness means there's ownership involved.
就是丢失意味着这个是跟所有权是相关的。
The coin in the parable was lost because it belonged to the lady.
这个钱的这个比喻呢，是说这个钱是属于这个妇人的。
And people are considered lost because they have an owner, and they have strayed away from the one to whom they belong.
那人们被认为是迷失了，因为他们有个主人，他们离开了他们所属的人。
In Psalm 24, verse 1, the psalmist put it like this, the earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it.
在诗篇的第二十四章一节说，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
A person may think that he is the captain of his own ship and master of his destiny, but that is not the case.
那人可能会想他们是自己这艘船上的船长，或者说他是自己命运的主人，但是事实并非如此。
He was created by God, he was created for God, and he has an owner.
他是被神创造的，他是为了神而创造的，而他有一个主人。
We can say to each person, Jesus has a greater claim on your life than anyone else.
我们可以在每个人我们的身上看到，就是说耶稣在你的生命中是这样子的看重的。
He made you, and your life bears his signature.
他创造了你的生命有神的印记。
And he paid for you with his own blood.
他救赎了你，是用他自己的血。
We have probably read or heard a story of a person who suffered a memory loss and didn't know their name.
我们可能会听过一些这样的故事，就是一个人他失忆了，他们不知道自己的名字叫什么。
They didn't know who they were.
他们不知道他们是谁。
We are all under a similar mental calamity.
我们实际上就是在一个这样类似的环境下。
We have forgotten who we really are.
我们忘记了我们实际上是谁。
But God has not forgotten, and he looks for lost people, and he sends us to look for them as well.
但是神并没有忘记，他寻找这些迷失的人，他也派我们去找那些迷失的人。
So we have seen that lost coins do not lose their value because they are lost.
所以我们今天晚上已经看到丢失的这个硬币，它并不会因为丢了而失去价值。
Lost coins have value according to the image inscribed upon them.
那硬币的价值是取决于刻在上面的这个形象。
Lost coins are the object of an intensive search.
硬币是一个被疯狂搜寻的一个对象。
And when lost coins are found, there is great joy.
而在这枚硬币被找到的时候，会有极大的喜乐。
Lost coins do not have to remain lost.
这个丢失的硬币，它不需要还是处在迷失的状态之中。
There's a remarkable rescue mission going on.
因为是有一个非常非凡的救援行动正在进行着。
When we place our faith in Christ, we can come back to belong to the God who made us.
在我们信靠耶稣的时候，我们就可以回到造我们的神那里。
Lost coins can be found, cleaned up, and once again be in the hands of their legitimate owner.
这个丢失的硬币，它可以被找到， 他并被清理，然后回到他们这个合法的主人手中。
That's what Jesus came to do.
这个就是耶稣来要做的事情。
And that's what he will do for you if you call out to him.
这个就是他会为你做的事，如果你向他呼求的话。
May God bless his word to us today.
愿上帝祝福他的话语。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Okay, are you still with us, Eric?
Yes, I am. I can, I don't know if I can put my video on or not, but my internet, apparently I get a sign saying it's still unstable.
Okay. 对，那个 Eric 弟兄的这个网络还是看起来是不稳定的。
Okay.
I can ask someone if there are any questions for Jürgen tonight.
我们可以问大家，就是今天晚上有什么问题想要来问Jürgen弟兄。Should we pray before having the questions?
Yes, we can. Jürgen, would you like to just close us in prayer and then we can leave it open for questions?
Okay, let's do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful story.
主要我们为这样美妙的故事来感恩。
We thank you that we were made by you and we are loved by you.
主要我们感谢你，我们是被你创造的，且你是这样的爱我们的。
We thank you that Christ came to seek us when we were lost.
主要我们感谢你，主耶稣基督他来找我们，就在我们是迷失的时候。
Thank you that he gave his life for us to bring us back to God.
谢谢你，他献出了自己的生命来寻找我们。
We rejoice in the fact that there is joy in heaven when one person is found.
我们为这样的事实来感到激动和喜乐，就是在我们悔改的时候，天上会有这样子大的喜乐。
If someone listening today is still lost, may they today call out to Christ and ask him to be their savior.
若是今天有人仍然是迷失的，愿他们呼求主耶稣基督，愿求他做他们的救主。
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and love in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢你为了你的爱和你的怜悯，以上祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。